Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of September 28th through October 5th. And it looks like we are going to have some, you know, maybe easier flowing energy. Dare I say it? Dare I hope for it? But, you know, it's really going to focus us in three major areas of life in this week ahead. So let's kind of just jump right in. First of all, our week ahead is our last full week of Jupiter traveling through Libra, the relationship sign. And so we are kind of wrapping up a little bit over a year-long story of Jupiter pushing us to try to expand our horizons or find more happiness or prosperity or experience that growth potential through our one-on-one interactions with the important people in our life. And so it's really been focused on romantic partners and business partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. And so I would definitely say to everybody out there that if there is still something that you feel you want to do in this area of life while you have this, you know, kind of big, lucky, protective energy around it, then you may want to go ahead and do that in this week ahead. You know, Jupiter will not come back for another 12 years into this sign, and so it is definitely worth trying to step in that direction. Jupiter does rule themes of the ninth house, which are anything legal you might want to do involving these people, anything educational, anything travel or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting related, anything with weddings or other ceremonies or religion and politics. And so Jupiter itself is not, you know, actually kind of locking on to anything in the week ahead, but because it is our last full week with Jupiter there, you definitely may want to take advantage of that. And I'm starting out talking about that because it is kind of a big deal in a way, but also because one of the three areas that are going to be lit up in this week ahead has to do with these relationships, because Mercury is going to move into this sign on Friday the 29th. And Mercury is going to travel there until October 17th. So that means that in this week ahead, things ruled by Mercury are going to open up here. So that can open up the talks or the meetings with or about these people. And it can help to open up agreements or sales or negotiating or writing or interviews or auditions. It can bring offers or news to the table you've been waiting to hear or proposals. And it can also kind of lend itself to the decision-making that's going on. So I do feel, because of Mercury's influence, that this might be kind of a key week for seeing where you can take this stuff. And so I do want to give you a little bit of play beyond this week as far as Mercury goes for you guys that like to jot this down on your calendar so you can, you know, kind of keep up with it. Mercury will have four standout days besides the day that it moves in. And so I feel like, you know, they may be the important kind of turning point days when it comes to these talks or meetings or offers or the news or agreements or sales or writing with these key players. And so we have Sunday the 8th, and that day the Sun and Mercury come together. So you should be able to show up physically or make it about you personally, perhaps tie in your name or identity or title or image or brand, you know, as part of what you're pursuing here with this person. So, you know, definitely make Sunday the 8th a day to get in there. And the very following day, Monday the 9th, Mercury will square Pluto. Now, that's the one kind of challenging day out of this Mercury period. And so when I say challenging, either you're challenging yourself by really trying to sit down and talk with this person or make decisions, etc., and you're dealing with those Pluto topics, you know, something in the financial realm, something in the sexual or reproductive realm, something about a divorce or a death or a birth or triangles, third-party scenarios. And it can also, because of the Capricorn territory it's in, kind of tie in with your personal goals or the career or an authority figure, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, somebody like that. So Monday is definitely going to push, you're either pushing it yourself or there is something that you need to overcome here. And so, you know, expect that on Monday the 9th. And then by Thursday the 12th, there is an opportunity alignment to Saturn. And so at that time, you can kind of, the door is open to cementing something in a solid way for you that has to do with those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes with these people. And then the final one is on Sunday the 15th when Mercury will sit opposite Uranus. And that's kind of either a super exciting day when it comes to you and this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or it's kind of a shocking, sudden change day. It can be a last-minute opportunity coming your way. You know, think of Uranus as the wild card in the mix, you know. So it's either shaking things up and getting you in there, and there's a lot of excitement and high nervous energy around it, or something completely different that you're not usually doing, or a different approach maybe, or there's that kind of shake-up craziness going on there. So that's the way that is going to kind of take the story in the 2.5-3 weeks ahead of us as it tours through this chapter. And obviously Jupiter will end the story before the very end of this. Jupiter will exit this sign of relationship on the 10th and, you know, like I said, not come back for 12 years. So we have a lot of focus there in the week ahead with these key people. Make it count. Second thing that's going on, we are going to have an active week when it comes to the sixth house topics. So this can mean that there's going to be a lot going on with work situations and opportunities, or a lot going on with health. It can also kind of sidelines to those two main topics of the sixth house are coworkers and hired help and paperwork, organizing and cleaning. And then also it branches out to cover animals and environmental interests. And so anything you want to get busy about that, the aspects with this during this week are really powerful and are in harmonic alignment. The week after, you're going to run into a couple obstacles that are going to have to be dealt with, and we'll get into that in next week's show. But this week, it looks like you could move a mountain or two. And it's interesting because it's Mars and Venus both that are active here. Mars is going to be active on Sunday the 1st, and Venus is going to be active on Tuesday the 3rd. And then Mars and Venus are going to come together there on Thursday the 5th. And so, you know, this can definitely kind of bring in the key women or youthful, vigorous men, or it can bring in themes of making money or beauty topics or women or love and the passion and motivation and activity that you want to amplify here. So all of this is coming together and you should be able to really get some things going. And when I'm talking about kind of moving a mountain and the harmonic that's happening during the week with all of this, it's to the planet Pluto in that 10th house. And so you may really be able to impact a higher up person in this scenario. So if it's a work related theme, you know, maybe it's the boss or the director or the producer, if it's something that you're doing with your health, maybe it's you're doing it for the parent, or maybe there's a mentor, teacher, you know, somebody that's helping you with the health scenario. And same with all the other topics I listed. I mean, definitely reaching those higher up people is possible during this. It can help you kind of link into the career momentum, and if you're trying to evolve that scenario or those personal goals. And then again, just all the Pluto themes, which I mentioned a little bit earlier, which are, you know, the financial, sexual, reproductive, mortality, divorce, and third-party scenarios. So this should be going in an open, harmonic way during your week ahead, with the main days standing out being Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Okay, and then the third and final thing that is happening is a full moon. And this is a full moon in Aries, which is on Thursday the 5th. It's peaking around 2:40 in the afternoon Eastern time, around 11:40 in the morning Pacific time. And this is bringing a big culmination on a personal or physical level for everybody. Aries is the sign of the I am, the me, the my body, my image, my brand, my name, my title, my needs being met. And so something that you've been working towards. Now, obviously, it's going to play play out, you know, with a focus in a different area for every sign. But at the core of it, it really is bringing something to a culmination from this past year, what you've been working towards for yourself. So you may want to really be working towards this in the week as it's building to this position. And because Aries sits, it's at the me, I am point of the relationship axis with the Libra partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent opposite it. And because we have all this powerful activity in the relationship dynamic, this full moon may tie into what's going on in one of those scenarios. So you may be, you know, full moons bring big celebrations and breakthroughs and achievements, and full moons bring final endings, and they bring wrapping up of projects and situations you've been involved in. So you really can see it hit a peak on either side of that. You kind of know, depending on your own scenario, which way this might be going. And, you know, the only other thing I would kind of add to this is that this moon, once it peaks or in the afternoon, it's going to move into square that Pluto. So whatever is culminating for you, there is something that still needs a bit of a push or is pushing you and challenging you, involving the goal, the career, the higher up authority person, or one of those Pluto themes, financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or triangles. And so you may, if it's a celebration, you may also then have to deal with this too and push yourself in this other arena. If it's an ending, it might be a little bit emotional because of that. Obviously, when we have an Aries full moon, it can be, everybody is definitely, it's a kind of aggressive, powerful sign that is an initiator. So everybody may be kind of thinking about their own needs at this time, which would be a normal thing under this particular moment. So, you know, keep that in mind when dealing with others, but we are bringing this to some kind of escalatory point by Thursday. So when we start to look at the signs, and I guess I should say too, you know, as of today, if you guys are listening live, Pluto has gone direct. And so, you know, it's been retrograde since last April. It's going to be now going direct until April, I think, 22nd of next year. And so we have nice momentum starting to take us into the next chapter with these goals and career matters and higher up people and all those Pluto themes. And so we are just now starting to feel it, but by in this week ahead, as it's being activated quite a bit, we're going to see, you know, okay, where's this story going? It's time to take it into that next chapter. And so that's part of it. So not only do we have, you know, getting past this final Jupiter-Uranus opposition, which happened yesterday and today, and then Jupiter moving its way out of Libra in this week ahead, but Pluto going direct as well. So there's a lot of power behind this stuff. So again, I know I'm beating you guys over the head about it, but it is a time to, especially when it comes to these one-on-one scenarios, figure out what you want, what you might need, and venture into that territory in whatever way you still need to. Okay, so for Aries, you guys are straight up with Mercury moving into this relationship zone on Friday, the 29th. It will take you through this whole week ahead and all the way up till October 17th. A lot more potential for you to meet people, for you to get into talks or into interviews or auditions, to write, to focus on agreements or sales, to hear your offers or the news coming in, or make decisions when it comes to these partners, representatives, specialists, clients, opponents, competitors, etc. And so you can expect to definitely be busy in that area in this week ahead. And then by the full moon on Thursday, that is that peak for you. So something wrapping up or coming to an end with something that's been happening within your body or that has an impact on your identity, name, title, image, brand, or some personal, you know, desire or need that you've been working towards, and you're getting that wrap up or you're marking that ending, or this period will be about something really big coming through for you and a focus on you. You might have some recognition or attention. You might be celebrating or noting some kind of achievement on a personal level. And there is that give and take between where you are and where you are in these relationships. And so they're separate entities, but they're also connected throughout this week ahead. And then when we look at all this energy in the sixth house for Aries, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 1st, 3rd, and 5th. Those are the really big days. You guys can get in there and further things that are going on with your work scenarios, your health interests, your animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, any organizing or cleaning you're trying to do. And, you know, at the same time that this is going on, this particular week holds a special impact for Aries to either kind of kick up the money flow in these areas or find some sparking passion and maybe love blossoming in these areas. Or maybe you're doing special work to, you know, prepare something for a loved one kind of thing, you know, or you're getting healthy with a lover. or maybe there's an attraction kicking up at work, you know. I mean, there's definitely that spark potential there. And I would say that Thursday might be kind of off the charts with this because that's the day Venus and Mars come together here, and it's also the full moon in your sign. So do think about ways that you want to kind of further this along, and do know that especially on Sunday and Tuesday, the 1st and 3rd, there is that alignment to that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director, higher up person, or there is that potential to further career needs or that personal goal that you're striving for, and it can be very powerfully intimate or financial again, and so that's kind of pushing you there. And then, you know, we have the square to that on Thursday the 5th, where you're personally dealing with something, you know, that you're pushing a little harder for, or an obstacle that's kind of keeping it at a distance for you for that day anyway. For Taurus, you know, all this energy that's focused on these key relationships, really important week ahead, because, you know, you're kind of ending a really big growth period, but you're also starting to get into the potential now to get into those talks or meetings or you know, make the sales, sign the agreements, share ideas, write things up, have decisions made or offers coming in. And so when it comes to partners, clients, specialist agents, competitors, attorneys, whatever, it's been focused on Taurus's work situation. So, you know, this might involve the job that you're in or new job opportunities on the horizon. It might be work you're doing on your own. You know, maybe you're clearing out the garage or, you know, maintaining the lawn or whatever kind of day-to-day work that you're doing as well can impact that area. And then, like I said, it can tie in then to coworkers or hired help, organizing, cleaning, paperwork that needs to be done involving these key people. And on the other side of that is equally important is health interests or the animals and the people that you're involved with for that as well. So just know that starting on Friday the 29th, all the communications start to open up in that flow, and it will help you get in there over this week ahead, make decisions, finalize agreements, etc., get into talks and everything that you need to do. And then when we are looking at the full moon on Thursday the 5th, that is opposite this sign. And for Taurus, you know, it has a very personal physical energy to it, like it does for all the signs. But for Taurus, this is something coming to a climax in a very mystical, magical, delusional house, depending on where you're at in your life, I guess. But this area rules everything in the arts. So it could be something big that's culminating in film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, you know, museums, concerts, theaters, whatever. It rules the spiritual world. So it can be about prayer, meditation, yoga, your psychic abilities, magical things going on, the veil between worlds and signs and messages that are happening. So something big climaxing in that area. It rules clandestine romance or romantic getaways. So there could be a big ending or a breakthrough celebration in that area. It also rules healing and hospitals and other institutions. And it, on the challenging side, it rules addictions and secrets and deception and boundary issues. And it also rules research and investigation. So good golly, Miss Molly, you guys got a lot going on. But by Thursday, something is culminating here one way or the other. Probably won't be in all those areas. You probably are focused in one or two of those areas, but you'll see something either ending or wrapping up, or you'll see the big breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations going on there. And it ties, you know, it's a separate thing, but it does link to all these talks and meetings and, you know, offers and agreements, et cetera, that are going on with those key people over the work and health and animal and paperwork and coworker and hired help scenario. Leos. So there's that. And then the other thing going on during the week for Taurus, the Mars-Venus energy is really going to be ramping things up in your love life or with kids, with creative projects or recreational pursuits. So that sounds fun. And this is really, you know, you may feel it throughout the week, but it's definitely going to be at its height on Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, and Thursday the 5th. And those days, you know, you might just have a lot of love and passion going on. There might be opportunity to motivate and get financial flow in those areas. You might see beauty or women or, you know, physical men, male energy going on here. There might be a lot of motivation and passion playing out. And as you go through this, there is kind of that harmonic alignment to travel or to making, you know, working out the legal details in any of this, to educational pursuits, to whatever's going on in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting arenas, weddings, religion or politics. So whatever you're kind of getting into, definitely looks like there's some powerful players on board in some of these areas, and that this should go pretty well for you throughout the week. For Gemini. Okay, last major full week with Jupiter in Libra, and this week Mercury moves into Libra starting on Friday. So that's a lot of focus on these key relationships, the partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. But for Gemini, the focus here is on your love life, children, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So it is an important week because of the big growth opportunity still there with Jupiter. And it's a week where I do think you can interact more because of Mercury. So if you need to talk or meet someone that you already know about this, or if there is something with short trips or local activities, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, proposals, news, decisions, then, you know, this is the week when you can really see that starting to come into play. And, you know, and it for all signs, I mean, it's going to be there till October 17th, but as far as this week, this, you know, it shows up on Friday, so you're finally getting that door starting to open up for you. And then with the full moon on Thursday the 5th, this is in the social arena for Gemini, so there may be something really big culminating with a friend or all of your friends. It could be a party, an event, a gathering. There could be something big climaxing online or with a group that you're affiliated with. It could be about a charity or a cause. It could be about social networking event. It could be about astrology. And outside of that social realm, it also rules Gemini's personal aspirations, freedom, and original projects and ideas. So in any of those areas, you guys can be seeing something very much reaching its, you know, high point with a celebration, an achievement, or some kind of recognition, or you can be wrapping some big thing up or ending something here that you're involved in. So you can kind of look for that. And like with all signs, because it ties into the axis with these one-on-one, you know, relationships you have going on with lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation, there can be a tie-in with that during this week ahead as well. Then when it comes to the Mars-Venus energy, for Gemini, this really is going to bring a lot of activity to the home. So this can be, you know, you getting busy here or a lot of things happening in the home or about the home. It could be about a renovation or a move or a real estate deal or just a lot of people in and out, you know, or you moving things around the place, I guess. And it can also have just an equal amount of impact on what's going on with your family, your parent, or your roommates. It can dip into ancestry or history as well. So these areas are definitely active and passionate. They can you can see more love and passion coming through here, or you can see income opportunities activating here. You can definitely see a lot of you know, beautifying of the situation taking place. A lot of males and females in and out, I guess, and yeah, that's pretty much it. And so Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday are the really big days, the first, third, and fifth. And on the first and third, these topics tie in some kind of powerful way to a bigger financial scenario. So if you're trying to pay off a loan or get a loan, or it's about the insurance or taxes or inheritance or investments or settlements or bankruptcy or taxes or alimony, child support, commissions, whatever that outside financial flow. We have a harmonic here with that tied into this. Also, besides finances, this ties in once again into the sexuality, the reproduction, the divorce, the mortality, and third party scenarios you're working out. And again, should evolve the situation in a positive direction. And so, that's pretty much it for you guys. And so on to Cancer. Cancer, Mercury moving into Libra, and also the very last week with a full week with Jupiter in Libra, it really kind of ending a big push that you've had for over a year involving your partners and your clients and your specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents about your home or about your real estate deals or moves or renovations or family or parents or roommates. And so you do want to still really focus on where you want to still take that in this week ahead. If there's anything that still needs to be dealt with, that are Jupiter themes, the legal side, the educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious, political aspects of that. And then just realize that with Mercury moving in here on Friday the 29th and touring there until October 17th, this is when you can really, you know, have that talk or finalize the decision or get the offer, sign agreements, make the sales, start to write things up. It's just really going to open up the communication flow in all directions. And so that really will add to the story starting on Friday the 29th. Then opposite that, the full moon on Thursday the 5th is going to be bringing a big climactic high point for Cancer, either on the career front, about a big personal goal, or involving a higher up authority figure, so the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, etc. So as with all signs, we are either seeing some kind of big achievement or breakthrough or celebration, or we're wrapping something up that we've been involved in here, or we're seeing an ending here. And so you want to kind of work towards what that is that you want to see happen. And just remember that although it is a separate thing, it does kind of balance in with all this focus on these key individuals who are out there and active in the week ahead with your home and real estate and family and parents, etc. However, that story plays, we see this big escalation by Thursday the 5th. All right, and so the other influence that's really happening for Cancer is Mars and Venus really getting busy in this communication zone and also kind of local environmental scenarios. And so it really is going to make it a big week for talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writings just on their own, focused on whatever. And it is also going to be a big week for local activities or short trips to nearby places for anything you want to do with brothers or sisters or neighbors and any focus that you want to put on vehicles or electronics. And so all of this is really coming alive with Mars making it active and passionate and driven, and with Venus bringing in love themes or beauty themes or focusing on income flow or women. And so, you know, the spark is there. Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday are the really big key days, the first, third, and fifth. And as this is harmonizing with Pluto for Cancer, this means that you have an opportunity here, especially on Sunday and Tuesday, to get into those talks or meetings or have the decisions and agreements and sales and writing and all this stuff that links with that partner, that client, that specialist, that agent, that attorney, that competitor, you know, whoever it is you're dealing with. And we'll focus, hone in on the Pluto themes, the financial side of things, the sexual side, the divorce, the mortality issues, the reproductive needs, or third-party scenarios playing out. And so this will definitely put things into play and help you move this stuff forward. Remember, Pluto is just into its forward motion, ready to take you into that next chapter as we get into this week. So those days will definitely be standout days for that. All right, for Leo, this energy that is focused on these key players, your partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, and opponents with Jupiter. This is our last full week with Jupiter there. So if you still need to focus in your third house topics where it's been traveling, it'll be a really important week to do so. Mercury is moving into that territory on Friday the 29th and will be there till October 17th. So this will start to open up the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and offers and decisions with these people. And so third house topics for Leo means it is about the communication. It is about the idea or the contract or the sale or the writing or the meeting or interview or audition or proposal or decision. Communication is huge, huge in this week ahead. And for Leo, there may also be a focus on those other third house topics with these people and these agreements or talks or meetings, etc. And that would mean that you're focusing on what you're doing locally. You're focusing on community and neighborhood activities. It might involve neighbors or siblings. It may be about vehicles or electronics or short trips to nearby places as well. And so all of this is really going to be big in the week ahead. And if there's anything that you need to still do with this stuff, then you want to be out there and be proactive about it. And then with the full moon on Thursday the 5th, this brings that really big climax for you guys in the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, and political themes. So those are all encompassed in the ninth house of the expansive mind, things that open our world up in some way. And so this is a big moment for the Leos when you really want to have that breakthrough in one of those areas. Maybe you'll propose or get married, or maybe you'll, get out there with your message in the big media venture that you're on, or maybe, you'll meet somebody while traveling. If you think about all that energy going on with Mercury and Jupiter in your third house, in balance with what's peaking by Thursday in the ninth house, all of this stuff could really be coming to fruition. You might get the notice that you're getting into the school that you want to, or you're going to start teaching, or, the politics or religion are really taking off. So with those ninth house topics, you're either having those breakthroughs, celebrating, achieving something, or you're wrapping up a story that's been ongoing here, or you're ending a scenario that's been happening in that area. So that's by Thursday. And then when we look at this Venus-Mars energy in the week ahead for Leo, it's really going to get you busy and, kind of interested in this stuff. And it looks like it should go well as far as what you value, pursuing what you value. This can mean getting out there to make money. It can be about purchases you're making. It can be about your product that you're pushing, or it can be about your possessions and what you're doing, or gifts, and what you're doing with those things. So what's behind that could be love. It could just strictly be about making money. It could be about the woman or that passionate man. It could be about the beauty themes and how lovely it is that what you're going for here. So, but you do see a lot of activity kicking in. And especially when we're looking at Sunday and Tuesday, there's this powerful link for Leo to, hired people that are helping you do this, or to people that are working with you on something. It can tie in favorably to evolving a health or work situation, or what's going on with animals, or paperwork that's being signed as part of this story. And as with everybody, Pluto, topics could play into this. It could be financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third party, impacted as we're looking at this particular area of the chart. But this stuff is definitely in harmony and evolving and active on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. For Virgo, you've had a year with Jupiter really trying to push things open for you through partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents, with a focus on your income or purchases or possessions or product. And in this week ahead, it's the very last full week of Jupiter traveling there. He's not going to come back for 12 years. So if there still is something that you need to connect with some of these people about those topics, this is definitely a week to be proactive about it. And Mercury is going to arrive in this territory on Friday the 29th and travel until October 17th. So for Virgo, that starts to bring the news and offers and agreements and sales and writing and talks and meetings and interviews and auditions to those topics of, you know, making money and your purchases and products and possessions. So that really starts to get the ball rolling for you as you're having this big last push from Jupiter. And with all signs, you want to think about Jupiter themes too that are impacting. Is there something in the media realm or broadcasting or publishing or something through education or travel or legal needs or political or religious themes or weddings that you could be pursuing, you know, to help open up this income scenario or that ties in with the purchases and products and possessions and what you're doing with them. So very big week for all of this, and you do want to be proactive about that. Opposite this is the full moon that is peaking on Thursday the 5th, and this is bringing something to a big climax in all the other financial arenas of life for Virgo. So you could be really having that breakthrough, wrapping something up, ending something, or celebrating something going on with the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, you know, a partner's money maybe. There's something really big climaxing here. And if it's not financial for you, if it's on the personal side of this particular area of the sky, then it has to do with your sexual life, reproductive life, divorce, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. So you can finally be closing a story that's been going on there, or you can be celebrating a breakthrough that's happening there, or getting some attention in one of those areas in a big way, and you will know what it is as it comes into view. And it is a separate thing from all this stuff going on over in the other side of your chart with income and purchases and possessions and product, but it is linked together across the axis of relationship, and so they might have something to do with each other as you're pushing in one area and seeing this peak. So just be aware of that. It's one heck of a week to get this stuff moving. And then the other energy that's really going to be in play is Mars and Venus are active in your sign, Virgo. This has to be a good thing. These energies are in harmony during this week. They are very much about focusing on you and what you want and what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your needs, you know. And so it could be about love and passion. It could be about motivating to make money. It could be about particular women or men that are involved in doing some things for you. It could be about beautifying yourself or your brand or image or name, etc. It could be anything that you really strongly feel passionately and driven about going after. So it could just be streaming through you in your approach to what you're doing. And so I would definitely say tune in to what it is that you desire in this week ahead and definitely be proactive about it on Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, Thursday the 5th. These days look kind of amazing. And when we're talking about the harmonic, this stuff that's active in Virgo sign is going to be linking to their fifth house of creative projects, recreation, children, and true love. And all of those are pretty nice, right? So you can have some powerful breakthroughs, or you can evolve scenarios in ways that are beneficial to you, whichever way that's going. You can take things deeper. You can focus on the financial or intimate side of things here. And so there you have it, quite a bit that you can kind of move through and achieve. For Libra, wow, you guys have been hosting Jupiter for the last year, you know? So it really has been an important year in your life. Every 12 years, you get one of these years where it can kind of open up this potential for you to grow on a personal level, for you to really open up your life by taking a look at your body and your image and your brand and your name and your title and whatever personal desires you have, and how you can kind of open your life up to that next chapter, that next 12-year chapter. What direction do you want to go? By focusing on Jupiter themes, you know, do you need to look at travel or people at a distance? Do you need to look at education and pursuing that? Do you need to look at media, publishing, broadcasting, marketing, advertising, publicity? Do you need to look at legal interests? Do you need to look at weddings or ceremonies or religion or politics? And so, you know, we're going into our last big week of Jupiter in your sign. And so anything that you want to step towards and show up for, this is definitely an important week to link yourself to this really positive, expansive energy before it exits and doesn't come back for 12 years. At the same time, Mercury is moving into your sign to start to bring the potential now in this week ahead to get into the talks and meetings that are good for you, to really open up anything about writing or interviews or auditions, agreements or sales. Offers or decisions that you want to make. So it's definitely going to get the communications flowing. It can help Librans as well if they want to take any short trips or get more active locally. And again, really focused in on those key players, the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors even, because this is going to open that up for you. And then when we get to the full moon on the 5th, on Thursday, that is that relationship zone for Libra that is climaxing. So something really big is finally breaking through and you're celebrating or achieving what you were working towards, or you're wrapping up the big project or situation, or you're marking an ending if you're done in this scenario. And so this is focused, again, on the romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and so definitely in the balance between everything going on for you and everything peaking in this big relational axis, there is something major happening in this week ahead for Libra. And when we look at the Mars and Venus energy and what's going on, this is really playing out behind the scenes in that mystical, magical, sometimes delusional arena of the 12th house. So there's going to be a lot going on, either in the arts, so with the film and the music and the painting and poetry and dance and sculpture, museums, theaters, whatever that might be for you, or there's going to be a lot playing out in a romantic getaway or tryst or clandestine romance, or there's going to be a lot playing out in the spiritual realm, so you might be very active in your yoga or meditation, magical interests, psychic interests, prayer, the veil between worlds, maybe you're going to have a lot of activity in dreamscape, you know, and get a lot of messages and signs coming through in this week. It can also make you very active in the areas of healing or hospitals, spas, retreats, other institutions. You can be focusing on addictions or secrets or deceptions or boundary issues, but under favorable circumstances here to help you evolve that scenario. And then finally, this area rules research and investigations, kind of digging through that information and working on developing something behind the scenes. So, wow, Libra, I mean, pick and choose, right? Maybe you'll get busy in all those areas. But the really big days are Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, Thursday the 5th. You're going to have Mars really trying to get you to be active and passionate and make things happen. You're going to have Venus really trying to draw the income flow here or accentuate the love in the story or make it about the woman or the beauty interest. And they're all working together here to really take this on down the road. And when I talk about the harmonic in play, it is to the 4th house for Libra. So something that you need to or want to evolve to the next level when it comes to your home, your roommates, your moves, your renovations, your real estate deals, family or parents in that mix, this can help you do that. So, you know, I'm not going to speculate what that might be for you guys, but definitely it is in a harmonic and helping you do have some kind of powerful impact here with Pluto. So whether that's kind of deconstructing and rebirthing in those areas, it has a financial context or a sexual context or ties in with divorce or mortality or third-party scenarios there, this can definitely start to move that story forward. All right, for Scorpio, you guys have had Jupiter really trying to expand your horizons through partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents playing through this 12th house. So, you know, for a year now. So it's really been kind of amazing and kind of tricky because this is the house where you don't really see things completely clearly, but there's kind of a magical hand at work in what's going on. And so this has been a year of really kind of, you know, either exiting or rebalancing karmic scenarios with these people. It's been a year of focusing on film and music and painting and poetry and any kind of muse artistic related theme with them. It can be a year where you've really been in there about the spiritual beliefs and development in your life, the magic, the psychic abilities, healing or dealing with hospitals or institutions with these people, research and investigations and development of projects with them. And it might also have been a year where you were really meant to kind of open up any issues that were there based on deception, secrets, boundary issues, or addictions. And so it's been quite a big thing, right? And we are in our very last week, a full week of Jupiter being here. Jupiter will leave on the 10th, but this is the last full week. And so it is definitely time, if there's still something that you need to do connected to those people about any of those topics, this week will help you push that forward. And to help with that, Mercury is moving into this territory on Friday, the 29th, and will then travel until October 17th. So that is going to help you open up talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions in those areas. And it will bring news or offers to the table and help you make decisions about these key players over those artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional, healing, research themes that are been playing out in these areas. So you want to look for that in the week ahead. And then when it comes to the full moon for Scorpio, something really major is climaxing by Thursday the 5th, and it has to do with your work, or it has to do with your health, or it has to do with your animals. And then off, you know, little branches off that tree can be tied in with something big going on with a coworker or your hired help or your paperwork, with your cleaning and organizing and environmental interests. So something there, you know, whatever your main focus is, you can be working to have that breakthrough and achieve and get some recognition or celebrate something big here, or you can be wrapping up a story or ending something you've been doing in one of those areas. And so that we have that big culmination, and it can in some way tie into all this other stuff that's going on with the key relationships that are involved in those 12th house matters, because it is across the axis in balance. And so there could be a very big story culminating in this week ahead. And then with Mars and Venus and all this activity going on with them, this is focused in the social arena for Scorpio. Definitely a good thing for getting very busy, having a lot going on with friends and group activities and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and parties and events and anything tied to Scorpio's aspirations, their original projects or their freedom. And so you can get into all of that. It definitely looks like there's some powerful connections going on here through talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions because of the Pluto alignment that is harmonic. And so, you know, there could be something connecting through these social realms that has a financial context or a sexual intimate attraction or, you know, something evolving, you know, those power concepts of Pluto in these communications that are going to happen. So definitely get into this. Remember that Venus will bring love or income flow through these social realms, and women that can benefit and beauty topics. And Mars is bringing all kinds of passion and motivation and activity and some ardent male energy, you know. So what else could you ask for, right? Circle that Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. For Sagittarius, this week ahead, first of all, it's our last full week of Jupiter going through Libra. And so for Sag, this has been a year of Jupiter trying to open up your scenarios with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents by really taking you into a focus on your personal aspirations and original projects and where you are within group dynamics. dynamics with friends and associates, with gatherings and parties and events, with your internet presence, with your any links to astrology or charities that you're involved in. And so if there is still something to further with any of this in this week ahead, then you want to be proactive about that. And Mercury is coming on board starting Friday the 29th to start to bring, you know, the news you've been waiting to hear, or that meeting that can now happen, or the talks and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions that will flow through this territory. And really that will stay in play until October 17th. But it will definitely make everything you're doing in this week ahead start to open up and flower. So you want to be proactive about what you want to pursue in those areas. And then by the full moon on the 5th for Sagittarius, this is across the sky, and this is bringing something to a big climax, either with a major creative project you've been involved in, or with your children, or with your lover or your love life, or with anything recreational. So you could be ending, let's say your love life, you could be ending a dry spell or ending a relationship if it's past its due, or you could be celebrating something big happening within the love dynamic that you're involved in, and or getting some kind of, you know, recognition that's aimed at that lover. And so something big escalating there. And it's the same with all of them, all of these topics. It can be about a big culmination and wrap up and ending, or it can be a big achievement and breakthrough and celebration. So you're kind of working towards that. And again, this axis between love and creative projects, children and recreation, and then where you're really moving in these relational situations with your friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and events and the aspirations of your life and your original projects. There's a balance there, and so they might tie in together in a really interesting way for you guys in this week ahead. And then with Mars and Venus and the activity going on there, Sag, this is at the top of your chart, and this means that there can be a lot of really great activity going on with your career, with some fame and recognition, with any big personal life goals, or anything going on with higher up authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, teachers, directors, producers, mentors, you know. So whoever you see and are dealing with one-on-one that is in a higher position. And so, you know, Mars will make it active and passionate and help you move things forward. And Venus will bring the love into the mix with those goals or authority figures or career momentums. Or Venus will bring income flow, or Venus will bring, you know, women or beauty themes into the scenario as well. And so all of this is working together and definitely standing out on Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, and Thursday the 5th. Now, there's a harmonic to Pluto on Sunday and Tuesday, which ties in for Sag for income flow or a gift or purchase or what you're doing with possessions or products in the mix, tied in with all of this story. So something very powerfully evolving in that scenario. You might be deconstructing and rebirthing in that area. You might be dealing with the outside financial topics or sexual attractions or, you know, third-party scenarios as you move through this. But we can definitely see this evolving on those days. So there you have it. For Capricorn, you guys have had a major year with Jupiter traveling through that relational axis of partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. And it's really been trying to open up your world by getting you to connect with these people over big life goals. You know, I want to get married. I want to retire. I want to buy a house. I want to have a child, any of those big life goals. Or it's been focused on your career and who you're partnering with or expanding your client base with for the career, who's representing you, et cetera. Or goals, career, also authority figures, really how you want to make yourself happier or more prosperous in the way that you're connecting with the parent, the boss, the teacher, the director, the mentor, the producer, etc. So those are your three areas. And so as this being the last big push with Jupiter, if there's anybody you still need to connect with here to put that towards the direction you want to see it go, then you do want to be proactive about it. Mercury's showing up on Friday the 29th and will travel through this area through October 17th. So now when it comes to your goals and your career and these authority figures, now you can hear the news or offers starting to come in, or you can get into that meeting or have that talk or interview or audition or sign agreements or negotiate terms or write things up or make the sales and make the decisions, you know. So Mercury is going to be very much actively pushing this forward as well. When we get to the full moon on Thursday the 5th, this is something climaxing in the opposite side of the sky, which happens to be the home, real estate, deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, your security, how rooted and secure you feel in your life, anything with history or ancestry that you're involved in. And so we see this big climax happening there. So you might be celebrating an achievement there. You might be having a breakthrough there. You might be wrapping up something that's been ongoing in that area, or you might be ending something, or a little bit of all of that in different, you know, topics there. So whichever one of those or several of those, expect something climactic. It might tie into this other side of the chart with these, you know, partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors with your life goals and your career and your authority figures. So there can be a balance with that and something really kind of major playing out across these two areas through this week ahead. And then the other energy is this Mars-Venus activity. This looks pretty good. This is really amping up either through travel or with people that are at a distance from you. It can be amping up through educational arenas, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting arenas, legal channels, wedding channels, politics or religion. So Mars is really going to get you motivated and active and passionate. Things are going to be happening here. And Venus is going to bring in the love or the income flow or focus on the women or the beauty themes here. And it's all working together. And especially Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, and Thursday the 5th. And there is this harmonic that is forming with Pluto in your own sign, Capricorn. So you guys know you've been hosting Pluto since 2008. It has been doing a major job on transforming who you are by really kind of attacking your body and image and brand and name and title and identity in this world and deconstructing it on some level and then rebirthing you in a more empowered way and helping you really learn about your own personal power and strong magnetism. And, you know, it's just a very, it's probably the most intense energy you can host. So you've been going through a major transformation. And as this Mars-Venus energy starts to activate this through all these areas I just talked about, it's going to harmonize with you and this ongoing evolution. And so you can make the choice under a positive alignment on these days to, you know, evolve who you are in relation to these themes in the direction you want to go with this. So it does look really like a powerful week for this stuff. For Aquarius, you guys have been really opening the door to expanding your world through these partners and clients, agents, attorneys, specialists, competitors, opponents of the Libra field with Jupiter over this last year. And it's been focused for Aquarius when it comes to travel or people that are at a distance, when it comes to legal or educational or media, marketing, wedding, religious or political arenas. And so this is our last full week of that. So if there is still somebody one-on-one that you need to connect to further any of that agenda or passion, then you definitely want to do it while this kind of lucky protective energy is trying to grow your world in some way through those areas. And note that Mercury shows up in the same territory starting Friday the 29th, and we'll travel here until October 17th. So now you can hear the news or the offers coming in those areas, or you can get into the talks and meetings or the interviews or auditions, or you can focus on the agreements and negotiations and sales and writing and you know, any decisions that you want to make about those topics with these people. So definitely a power week for moving that stuff forward. And then by the full moon on Thursday the 5th, we see something climaxing in those communication realms for Aquarius. So there is a very big decision or offer or agreement or sale or something in the writing field or with interviews or auditions or a big talk or meeting that is, you know, we're finally celebrating and having that breakthrough with this, or we're achieving something, or we're wrapping things up or marking that ending through this communication realm. And besides that, there's also another area that this could be climaxing in for Aquarius. There could be something really big coming to fruition or culminating with a brother or a sister or a neighbor or a vehicle or electronic or involving a short trip or local activity that you're involved in. And so again, big wrap-ups and endings or big achievements and breakthroughs and celebrations there. And there can be a tie-in with what's going on with those travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes, and your partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, because it's across the axis, so you kind of balance that. Might be part of one big story or two separate events here that are going on. And then with Mars and Venus being very active in this week ahead for Aquarius, this is either very sexual and a lot of friskiness and attraction and love and passion and, you know, intimacy playing out. It can lead to reproduction, so be aware of that wherever you are in that story. And then on the kind of challenging side, it kind of tied into that story, it could also be about divorce. If you are actively trying to pursue that, this would help you because of the harmonics. It can also link into completely opposite side of this area is financial. So it could be a very active week, going after and moving things along with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support, commissions, et cetera, you know, whatever that big financial topic might be. And lastly, it could be about mortality if you're trying to take care of a lot of things from somebody passing or settling an estate and that kind of thing. Also could be about triangles and third-party scenarios playing out as well. So a lot happening here. And interestingly, for the Aquarius, I think you guys are going to have quite a bit going on here that's kind of, you know, okay, what's really up with the Aquarians out there? This links in a powerful way to the 12th house of secrets and behind-the-scenes activities and romance and spirituality and artistic pursuits and healing in hospitals and research and development. So there can be something really evolving in that arena tied into this other stuff. Wowza, wowza, there you go, Aquarius. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday are the big days for that in the week ahead. For Pisces, okay, Pisces have been dealing with this big Jupiter expansion for the last year with their partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents focused on this deep powerhouse of the eighth house. And so it's really been through sexual attractions and jealousy or obsession or reproductive needs and scenarios or divorce or mortality issues or third-party scenarios. And then also that big financial realm through debt and loans and taxes and insurance and bankruptcy and inheritance and investments and settlements and alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, partners' money, you name it, right? So it's just been like really intense for the Pisces and really about deep evolution and maybe some power struggles and maybe some working out things in third party scenarios. Maybe you and that partner and the therapist or you and that client and the investor or whatever, you know, I mean, it's been about some triangle third party scenarios with that too. And so it's the last big push of a week for Jupiter here. So if you still do need to expand your horizons in any of those ways with these people, you'll feel that push to do so. And Mercury is showing up starting Friday the 29th and will stay here through October 17th to really open up the ideas and the offers and bring the news and the talks and the meetings and the agreements and the sales and the writing and the interviews and auditions and decision making that is focused on all of that for you guys. So really a powerful week to move this stuff forward. And across the board in the opposite side of the sky, we have the full moon peaking on Thursday the 5th, and this is bringing something to a big climax for you guys that is focused on your income, your purchases, your gifts, your products, or your possessions, and possibly about being valued or what you value or values in general. And so, you know, we're seeing some breakthroughs or achievements or celebrations here, or we're wrapping things up or ending something in one of those areas, and it may tie in to all this stuff going on in the opposite side with Jupiter and Mercury and the themes I just mentioned there. There may be an overall story here, and we're seeing something peak in this area by Thursday, or have that, you know, that breakthrough or wrap up by Thursday. Or they could be two separate, completely different things, but they are connected, so that could be interesting. And then with the rest of the energy, with Mars and Venus and how active that's going to be, the really good news for Pisces is that these guys are going to be active in your relationship zone. And so this means that this week ahead holds a lot of energy with those romantic partners or business partners or clients or with those specialists or agents or attorneys or even in dealing with the competitors or opponents. And so Mars is going to kick it up and make it very passionate and active and motivated, and you're going to move some things forward. And Venus is going to either draw in the love or the income flow through and around these people, or focus in on women that can help, or beauty themes in the mix, you know. And so all of it's working together here. And the harmonic to Pluto means there can be something powerfully evolving tied into this story that has to do with your aspirations or your freedom or your original ideas and projects, or that involves friends or groups or what's going on online or with gatherings or parties or events or astrology or charities in the mix, right? And so it's really intense. It looks really harmonic. So whatever this is, even if it's things changing, it looks like it's good for you, whatever this is going to be. And so big days that stand out, Sunday the 1st, Tuesday the 3rd, Thursday the 5th with that. And that's it for everybody. I'm hopeful that this week's going to really start to see some things starting to progress for everybody now that Pluto's out of retrograde and we're starting to see the last of Jupiter activating this T-square between them, and we're really ready to take ourselves into these new chapters and then this culmination with the full moon. So it's Zoe Moon, as you guys know. And you guys can always find me daily over at Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, and leave me a note there if you have any questions about anything. And I will be back next week, same time, God willing. If it's a wonderful week, I'm sure I will be. And I hope you guys have a good one. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.